That's so funny.
Log Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, May 27th, 2011, episode 150. That's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of numbers I have to spit out right there at the beginning at 6 o'clock in the morning, Glenn. Today's show is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
Well, you know, here I sit. It is Friday morning, and I sit here in my black pajama pants, my very stylish black. Everybody looks thinner in black pajama pants.
No Superman
yellow today? Glenn, I've worn them 3 days straight. I needed to wash them. they're in the laundry
pile. We're glad
pile.
To hear that, by the way.
I'm wearing a yellow T-shirt, and I'm representing myself. You know, I'm letting you guys know just exactly what I'm wearing because I posted a photo of myself because I was coerced to post a photo of myself in my pajamas. And we said that the first person to post a photo of themselves in pajamas would win, I mean, $1 million. Glenn then said, no, it was not $1 million. It was actually just a signed Horse Radio Network hat. However, nobody won $1 million because not one of you jerks posted a photo of yourself in your pajamas because I am the only idiot who would do something that ridiculous. And thanks for that, Glenn. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I thought I was contributing to your self-esteem. That's what I was doing. I was contributing to your self-esteem. Look how much better you feel about yourself having it put it all out there like that.
No, I don't feel better about myself at all. It's embarrassing. And not one of these people, posted one photo of themselves. I offered, you guys missed out on $1 million. I was going to give you $1 million, and not one of you people did it. I'm disappointed. I can't believe I'm the only one who would do something like that. You have one more chance. But $1 million is off the table. Okay? If you'd have done it yesterday, I'd have given you $1 million. But today, you get a signed Horse Radio Network hat because the contest is still up for grabs. Because not one person has posted one photo of themselves in pajamas. Here I am, the only idiot who would do something like that. Thank you very much. I'm mad at you guys.
Hey, Jennifer, what's on today's show?
Sorry, I was trying to stay on my chairs laughing.
Jennifer, you didn't post a picture of yourself in your pajamas either.
You know,
you could have done it with a horse.
I just don't have a lot of pictures of myself in my pajamas going to the barn sitting around. It's going to take me a couple days to get one taken.
Why don't you just take one today? Just go on out there in your pajamas. I know you're bored at a facility now, but that's okay. Tell them
yeah, that's
going to
be fun.
Please report.
It's for the show, guys.
It's a fictitious character reported at stable in Lexington.
She was dressed like a bunny rabbit.
Glenn, you told.
What's on today, the show?
On today's edition of Freestyle Friday, we start out by visiting a sport that is enjoying a bit of a revival in popularity, having lost most of its fan base about 1,500 years ago. That's chariot racing, of
chariot
course.
Chariot racing!
You probably already guessed that. After a little musical interlude, we will be begging forgiveness in advance from our sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products, for the ridiculousness that is really bad ads. And stay tuned, folks, because listeners, you were sending them in fast and furious this week. You have outdone yourselves.
Was it really 1,500 years ago?
We're going to carry it today.
Yeah, good luck with that. You're too much of a wimp to do that. Oh, my gosh, I watched the video. It's insane. That's insane.
They go fast, don't they?
I love the fact that the one video
for the chariots to take off from.
Yeah, the one video I did watch was, first of all, it was snowing. Second of all, the horses are in these makeshift starting gates, like chariot racing size starting gates, and the horses are rearing in the gates. I mean, these horses are going straight, and then, yeah, sure, attach me to the back of that and send me out. Sounds like a great idea.
I love it. I want to know if they have seat belts in the chariots.
God, I hope not. I'd like to get as far away from them if they fall as I could possibly get. So, oh my gosh. Well, we will definitely learn some today about chariot racing. That is for sure.
First daily winning today goes out to Emily Haas, who posted on our Facebook page. She was very nice to do it. She posted a picture of herself because she won the really bad ads, I think, last week or the week before, where we were giving away the Redmond Rocks. Well, she wrote, "The people at Redmond Rocks sure are generous. I got my prize package today, which included a big old rock, a Daily Red Plus for digestive health for her Sammy. It must be her horse, Sammy. And Redmond sea salt, real sea salt, which is for humans, actually, which I believe is for me. And, yes, I already licked the rock. It's good. It's a thing with Redmond rocks. When they demonstrate them at shows and events, they just – you have to lick the rock. So it's something you have to do. So she licked the rock. She's an official Redmond rock convert now. Well, thank you, Emily, for posting the picture. It's a very good picture, too. We appreciated that. And now it's G.
Wait. I'm just mad because Kelly Utter posted, "Thanks for her microcord breeches." And then Emily goes on there and posts, "Thanks for the rocks." And not one of those people posted the picture of themselves with their rocks in the pajamas. Emily, you could have killed two birds with one stone. You could be posting, "Thanks for my $1 million that you gave me because I'm standing here with my Redmond rocks in my pajamas." But you didn't. You didn't. And now you just don't get a $1 million at all. And thanks for that. My daily Winnie actually goes out to Tom Rittenhouse. Tom wrote on our Facebook page, and actually I saw this, Tom, and I thought this was fascinating. So I wanted to give you the Winnie. According to his Facebook page, Mucho Macho Man is getting new custom-made shoes. They're called Burns Polyflex Shoe. Here are some silly questions from a non-horse person. Tom, if you're asking questions about horseshoeing, you are officially a horse person, by the way. His questions are, how long do racehorses typically change shoes? How does this compare to an eventer or trail horse? And how long do these stick-on types stay stuck? Well, I think that with racehorses, they change shoes between each race. Because they use these, usually these aluminum things with little grips on the front, so it increases their stride length and they can grip the dirt better and push off. But those don't last very long because horses, when they go to make a turn left or right, they rip those suckers right off. So they don't wear them very long. An eventer or trail horse, 6-7 weeks, 5 to 7 weeks probably. That's how long they get their shoes. And then I have no idea how long these stick-on types stay stuck. And it's cool because that shoe that he's talking about, if you go to Mucho Macho Man's Facebook page, they give the website. It's noanvil.com. And they're like plastic custom-made shoes for his individual feet. So it's kind of a cool idea. So noanvil.com if you want to check out the kind of shoes that Mucho Macho Man is wearing.
It is pretty cool, that the whole technology. I didn't even know. Had you ever heard of this before?
No, I never had. I don't even know. I can't even tell you what it is and what kind of material it is. Let me go to the website right now. We need to have Kathy, his trainer, on to talk about these kind of shoes. Polyurethane horseshoes. It says, all synthetic horseshoes are not created equal. This is the only direct glue-on horseshoe which enhances the natural shock-absorbing mechanism of the hoof. It introduces a clear difference from the traditional glue-on horseshoe. It's burnt polyflex. It's molded from hybrid polyurethane, resulting in a degree of hardness closely resembling the natural composition of the horse's hoof. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
That's really cool. We need to get this person on the show and interview them about this. Contact us. Okay, Curtis Burns, No Anvil, LLC. Call him. Jennifer, write that down.
We want to know about plastic shoes. Well, you know, they use plastic for everything else. You know, it makes you wonder why we wouldn't use plastic for that.
I know. It's a great idea. So I want to know if they're recyclable, though. You melt them down and use them again. I don't know. But that's really cool. We'll have to find out a little bit more about them. So so what do you guys have coming up this weekend, Glenn?
Before
it's Friday,
we do that.
It's
one second before we do that. I have a late Daily Winnie update. From Robert Dunn, who posted on our page and said, Glenn, I really hope you watched American Idol Final on Wednesday night, because if you missed the outfit Carrie Underwood wore, you will be very sad. I got to tell you there, Robert, I did not miss the outfit, and I was very happy.
She's so hot.
She's very, very hot.
Hot. Okay. You and Robert, back
hot.
Up for a second. What exactly was she wearing?
She was wearing this little short outfit with this little silver top, but she has the damn nicest legs ever. Oh, very nice legs.
Hmm.
Matter of fact, I just brought it up. I'm looking at a picture now. All right, the show's over.
Okay.
That's it. Bye.
Thanks, Robert, for that. Just because he hasn't been creepy enough this week talking about all these hot girls. Thanks for adding it on to today. We appreciate that, Robert Dunn. So, Jennifer, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, Jennifer's actually, I think, taking a call. We are not doing much. We have a project, which I'm going to tell everybody about here in a couple of minutes, that we're going to be working on over the weekend. I think we're going to make the initial announcement here, but I see we have a call coming in. By the way, if you do want to call us, give us a call at 347-637-3238. We would love to hear from you. It's Friday, so you can talk about anything. Tell us what your weekend plans are, what your horsey plans are for the weekend, what's coming up. We would love to hear about it. So did you tell us the other day that you're going camping?
you said
I'm never going camping again after your California camping adventure, where it was absolutely freezing cold and it was wet and you ended up sleeping in the truck and you hated it, every second of it. And now you're going camping again?
It was awful. That was the worst night of my life, okay? 23 degrees, snowy. I am going camping this weekend again. I am throwing my hat back in the fire. I don't know if that's the right analogy, but I am going to try. Well, that's pretty much what I'm going to do. Throw everything in the fire and go for it. I am having a... it's my anniversary with Chad. 1 year on Sunday was when we got married. So we have a very special weekend. I've got a really special gift that I have worked really hard on putting together for him. And we decided to just kind of go out to the middle of nowhere and hang out. Like, our house is in the middle of nowhere now. So we're going to actually drive 2 hours further north and hike around and take the dogs and just have a great time out in the woods. We are only staying one night. I told him I will not be sleeping more than one night outside without a shower or my bed. So we will be just staying one night. And I'd like to thank Rebecca Klopping for our listener who's going to farm sit for me this weekend. She's going to feed the horses. And we went over everything last night. So she's really excited. And we appreciate that. And it, yeah, it's going to be fun. Well, I don't think it's going to be fun. I am going to be a good wife. How about that?
I cannot believe you're doing this. After all the frickin' whining you did the last time, it was days worth of whining the last time.
Glenn, if it's 23 degrees, I will get a divorce.
And I love the fact that you're putting our listeners to work.
I know. It's even better. I'm like, I'll give you a riding lesson. Here you go. So she's doing, she's going to be awesome at it. I appreciate it. So, yeah, our listeners are going to work at my house while I go out and attempt to survive with my husband out in the wild.
Well, good luck with that. I saw the temperatures in Texas were running about 105, 106. So I don't think that you'll have to worry about snow a whole lot.
Okay, let me see. Flagstaff weather. And Chad is so excited that he found the place online, and it's called Wet Beaver Canyon. So he's super excited to go. And by the way, please don't Google that. I made the mistake of Googling Wet Beaver Canyon, and it is the worst thing. Don't do it. I will never be the same, ever. So please. Flagstaff weather. Okay, I'm going to check that out. Oh, geez. All right, Saturday night, it's going to be a low of 43. That's really cold.
Really?
I'm going to get a hotel room as backup.
I think you need to. Hey, Jamie, we have a caller on the line, and I think I know who this is. This is Dr. Wendy Ying. Hi, Dr. Ying. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. How are you guys doing?
Good. Surprise. What's up?
Well, I was listening to the show the other day, and I heard Jamie talking about her basset hound that has trouble sleeping, and I wanted to call because, Jamie, we're begging for help, so I wanted to help you because I think I have an answer for you.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Okay, to refresh those people's memories, when I say my basset hound has trouble sleeping, she has, like, night terrors, but they're not, like, night fury. I don't know if there's like a word for that, but I was asking somebody, please. I mean, even during the show when she's laying in the other room, you'll hear her. She snores and then all of a sudden, rah, 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 and then she goes right back to sleep. And it's constant. Oh my gosh, what do you have? What do you know? Please tell.
Well, in Chinese medicine, you know, it's really important about the balance, like yin and yang. And the yin is cooling and the yang is heat. So, your dog is an older female dog, right?
Yes.
And you live in Arizona, where it's like a really hot, dry climate. So that mm-hmm. really damages your yin, like your air conditioning in your body works overtime to try to stay in balance. And especially like older female dogs, they get yin deficiencies when they get older. Just that's the nature of that. It's like, you know, older women go through menopause and they're always hot. So they have yin deficiency. And when you have a yin deficiency, one of the things that, you know, there's different elements, you know, the five elements. When you have a heart mm-hmm. yin deficiency, your heart is one of the elements that is involved with fire. That causes, it causes your shen or your mind to be disturbed. So she has problems like... she can't sleep at night or she has nightmares. I would assume that she probably like pants a lot and gets really hot, like gets overheated quicker than the other dogs or drinks a lot or has dandruff or something like that.
All of the above. However, you mentioned the heart thing. Did I mention that she has a heart condition?
Oh, no, you
because
didn't mention
she does.
That.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's on three different medications to keep her heart pumping efficiently. She's got congestive heart failure.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
So, well, that's another thing, like, you know, so her fluid balance is
way off,
too. And
yeah, because she's on LASIK. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. I'm just going to say she's on LASIK and all this, you know, furosemide and then vetmedin and then some other, enalapril, I think. So she's the mess.
Well, so all of those things, too, like chemicals and drugs can also lead to, you know, damaging your yin. So, like, I can't diagnose her over the phone. I've never seen her. But some of the things that you can do is, well, first of all, you can find a Chinese medicine veterinarian in your area by going to TCVM, like traditionalchinesevetmedicine.com. And you can put in your zip code and then find somebody that's trained in Chinese medicine. But also, you could do things like food therapy to help her. Like, you could give her cooling foods. That, like, one of the things that I always say is before I found the light, Chinese medicine, I feel like I killed my old Labrador with dry dog food. Because she had an insufficiency. I know, but I didn't know any better. I thought I was doing the best for her. So she had, like, really bad skin. She had a yin deficiency. So I fed her, like, lamb and rice dog food, which is, like, the hottest, driest thing that you could possibly feed. So
what, give me an example of what would a cool food be?
Like, a cooling food is, like, beef is neutral temperature, but, like, tofu or white fish, sweet potatoes, those kind of things. Like, fruits, if she'll eat apples, you know, like, those are cooling foods.
You're going to have to cook for your dog.
But actually, don't have to cook for your dog. It's just, it's like anything. Like, if you only eat dry dog food every single day, like, that's how you get a toxicity, right? So, like with the melamine thing that happened with the pet food. If you only eat that one thing every day, then that's going to build up. But if you eat a variety of foods, then you could eat something, you know, that's a little bit toxic, but it's not going to be the only thing you eat. It's not going to build up in your system. So just adding some cool foods might help.
Okay, so maybe throw some applesauce on top of her food, and then I've got tofu, girl. I got that coming out of my ears. So I can throw tofu in
like
there,
that.
Too. Yeah,
carrots.
Yeah, definitely.
Some animals eat carrots. And then another thing is, in horses we use this a lot, it's called NupaFeed, and it's a magnesium supplement, and that's really good. It's, like, really calming, so it might help her with her nightmares. And that you can order online. It's like NupaFeedUSA.com.
Excellent. Well, I'm on this website. Okay, I'm on this website right now, seeing who's in my area,
and then,
this is really cool.
If you find a Chinese veterinarian in your area, I think what they would recommend is we have a really good product called Shen Calmer, which is like it's just herbal formula. But they make it in a cookie for dogs, so it's really easy to give.
Okay.
So you don't have to kill them, but it's just a little cookie you can give every day. And that, you know, in Florida, we have a ton of dogs afraid of thunderstorms, like fireworks and things like that. So the Shen Calmer works really good with that.
Shen Calmer. Okay, well, thank you so much. That's awesome. I have been
so frustrated.
And she's almost 15 years old. So Chad, of course, you know, you always wonder, am I doing the best thing for my older dog? And with all these medications and her terrors and everything, and we've definitely had to start having some difficult conversations. And this
right.
is definitely going to be something that I'm going to cry. Definitely going to be something
That's why I called, because I think maybe just changing her diet a little bit to, like, maybe if you even have to use commercial food, if you do, like, canned food, it's a little bit wet, and, like, beef-flavored canned food might even help a lot.
Okay.
And there's also a good website.
Excellent.
That's pettao.com. It's PETTAO.com, and they make these Chinese food formulas, so you don't have to home cook, and they send it to you frozen.
Well,
excellent.
There
it is.
Who knew?
Perfect.
You're just a wealth of information, Wendy.
Well, that's what I do, Chinese medicine.
I appreciate it. I worked for a large animal vet, and we did. She doesn't do the herbs, but she does all the acupuncture, and I found it amazing the difference it made with so many horses. So I do respect what you guys do, and I really appreciate you being on, and we'll have to have you back on again to talk more about this.
Yeah, I would love to.
All right. Thanks, That's Wendy. Cool. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
Hey,
you.
Wendy,
good luck
one other
everything.
Thing. One yeah. other thing, Wendy. Well, I saw Sterling. Sterling Grayburn is Wendy's fiance, and we had him on the show before. He's a driver, and he's the one that gave me my lesson with the four in hand ponies. Well, I got to see his video of him going on at the show last weekend. Had a little trouble at that one obstacle.
Oh, at the water? At the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, what happened was one of his ponies, his best pony, got a fungal infection in his cornea. So he had to take that one out. And then this is like the conundrum of four-in-hand drivers, especially poor four-in-hand drivers like us, is that, you know, like the ones that really are the top guys have like eight horses going all the time. But like Sterling and I have like five, and usually the fifth one is a tiny baby. So he had to put a little baby in the lead, and she had never gone through the water. So she's way out there in the lead. And when he asked her to go through the water, she's like, no way. And then just backed up and ended up in between the two wheelers.
Oh
yes,
no.
Yes, it was a mess. It was a four in hand mess pretty much there for a little bit.
It was a four in hand mess. But she was fine, and then the navigators got off and led her, like straightened them out and led her forward. And the thing is, when your navigators get off, that's, you get penalty points for that. So he got 10 penalties for his navigators getting off, and then he got tangled again, so they had to get off again, so that's another 10 penalties.
It's never a good idea, Jamie, when two of the horses are going north and two are going south. Never a good idea when you have four horses fished up.
That's the fun of it.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Good luck.
Well, that was nice of her to call and talk about that.
That was nice. And I know I have tofu and applesauce in the fridge right now. So guess what Rudy's having for breakfast?
That's really cool. We had her on the Stable Scoop show a while back, and I know she's become a fan of the morning show, so that was nice of her to call. She's very interesting, and the whole, you know, when she gets really talking about the Chinese medicine and really gets in depth with it, it makes a lot of sense. You know, it really does make a lot of sense, because it just, you know, the whole chi and the yin and the yang thing. It's pretty cool. It was, I found it very interesting. Well, before we get to our first guest here today, I wanted to talk pretty seriously here for just a couple minutes. We're making a preliminary announcement about something that we're putting together here at the Horse Radio Network, along with a ton of our media partners. And we're calling it Horse World Gives Back. And what that is a campaign to unite the horse world to raise money for those that have been affected by the tornadoes and the floods here over the past month. And we're going to be doing a radiothon on Monday night, June the 6th, for 3 hours. We're going to have all kinds of guests on, from the top riders in the world to people who have been affected by these disasters. And we're going to get them on, and we're going to do it as a fundraiser for an equine charity and also for the Red Cross. So that is phase one of this project. And phase two is on Tuesday, June the 7th. The retailers are getting involved, and participating retailers, when you buy something on that day, will give 5% back to these charities. It's called the Horse World Gives Back Retail Day. So we have the Horse World Gives Back Radiothon going on Monday, June the 6th. And then the Retail J on June the 7th. We're going to tell you more about it. Jamie and I will be hosting this event, along with Chris Stafford and a lot of the other hosts of the Horse Radio Network. And we'll have Red Cross people there with us as well. And we'll be broadcasting it from the Red Cross office here in Lexington, Kentucky. So we hope that as the word comes out, we'll be telling you a lot more about it on Tuesday, and the press releases will be going out. We're asking for your help as listeners of our show to help us, starting next week, get the word out, post it on your Facebook pages, tell all your friends. We want thousands of people listening to us that night. Jamie and I just felt, and all of us at the Horse Radio Network, felt that we needed to give back. So much has happened here, and the horse world needed to step up, and we're hoping to lead that way.
I think what we're going to do is, you know, an amazing culmination of our listeners and our sponsors and, you know, just everybody coming together to help out a really good cause and some people that are really in some trouble right now. And, you know, if you can't start out helping at home, where can you start? So we're going to help our neighbors. We're going to help our fellow Americans and try to get them back on track and find, you know, we're going to help the Red Cross, but we're also going to be assisting some equine charities because that is all of our passion and our heart. And probably, unfortunately, sometimes looked over is people's pets and tragedies. And I think that what we're going to do, you know, by raising money for those two organizations, well, I couldn't be more proud, actually. And I when I got the phone call from Glenn about this, I couldn't have been more proud of you either, buddy. So I appreciate what you're doing and spurring all this together. And I know that it's not easy, and I know it's a lot of work. And you didn't have to do it, but you did. And I really thank you for that. And I'm excited to sit here with everybody and try to raise some money and drum up some cash for our neighbors.
Well, I appreciate that, Jamie. And as I said, we'll be talking more about it as time goes on here. Tuesday show, we'll be talking about it and hopefully asking all of you that can possibly help us get the word out. That's going to be the key. We got to let people know about it so that they have the opportunity to contribute and to give back themselves. And, you know, the horse people are a generous people by nature and a compassionate people by nature. And we're hoping that through this campaign, we can show the world that, and that's what we're attempting to do. So let's take a break for our commercial here, Jamie, and then we're coming back to talk about something I have always wanted to do. This is, you know, I've been driving horses for 20 years. This is something I've always wanted to do. Maybe not quite as fast as they do it, but I still want to try chariot racing. We're going to be talking to Jason Udy here after a minute.
Well, as you guys know, horse owners love to shower their horses with love and affection, and most horses, I say most horses eat it up. They love it. Some horses, one of mine, not so much. But most horses love to be showered with affection, and Kentucky Performance Products is sponsoring a Have You Hugged Your Horse Today photo contest. Every single person out there is invited to participate in this. All you have to do is send a photo representing that statement. Have you hugged your horse today? It can be you hugging your horse. It can be somebody else hugging your horse. Whatever. Entries must be posted by midnight on May 31st, 2011. Submitted photos are going to be added to the album, and the winner will be chosen by Kentucky Performance Product fans. So you're going to win if you are the one who wins the Have You Hugged Your Horse Today photo contest. A Kentucky Performance Product supplement and your photo is going to be highlighted on the KPP website homepage. So post the entries on KPP Facebook wall or send them to K-Isberg, K-I-S-B-E-R-G at kppusa.com. We'll also post that on our Facebook page just so it's easy to find. But just search for Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook, and you can submit it there. Good luck. I got to do that. I'm excited. I want to do that.
Hey, you can post a picture of you in your pajamas hugging your horse. That's perfect.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm done.
And on that note, we're going to bring in our guest who is now wondering why you're in your pajamas hugging your horse. We are going to talk to, I hope I'm getting the name right. Is it Jason? Is it Udy or Udy, Jason?
It's actually Udy.
Udy. Got it. Okay. Well, Jason Udy won the world championship this year, and he is a chariot racer. Now, you know, he's not 2,000 years old. He's actually younger than that, and he has not been chariot racing since Roman times. But chariot racing's kind of making a comeback right now. And this is something, Jason, I've been driving horses for 20-some years, and let me tell you, this is something I've always wanted to do. How the heck did you get involved in chariot racing?
You know, it's kind of been in our family for a long time. It started with my grandpa several years ago, and passed to my dad and my uncles, and then on to me and my brother, and actually my nephews have driven a team as well. So it's been in the family for years.
So you're a family of chariot racers.
We are. Yep.
How? Do you go to a chariot racing? Is like there a chariot Walmart, or do you have to build your own?
You know what? There used to be a man who would build chariots, Mr. Litchfield, and most everybody would go there to buy their chariots. And the sport's actually kind of gone down as the economy's gone down. But there's also a lot of people who build their own chariots, and the competition's gotten so that people started building their own chariots to try to make them lighter so that they could go a little bit faster. So
like, I watched the video, and Jennifer's going to post that on Facebook right now on your page of you guys chariot racing, and we'll go into that. First of all, you're absolutely nuts. You're going like 80 miles an hour in a chariot standing up. I want to know, do you have a seatbelt?
No, there's no seatbelt. At times I wish there was. That would be nice. But there is no seatbelt.
I bet.
All you've got to hold on to is the lines that control the horses. So.
All right, so tell us how it works. Tell everybody that hasn't seen the video exactly what is chariot racing and how does it work?
Actually, if you've ever seen typical flat track racing for quarter horses, we go the same distance as what they do in the All-American, 440 yards. We start in gates. They're modified gates that both horses and chariot can fit in. And
that, by the way, I got to tell you, Jason, that blew me away when I saw that you guys actually come out of a gate.
Yes, we do. And most people didn't realize that, you know, that don't know the sport. But we do. They're modified gates. We sit in the gate just like everyone else, and in about three jumps, we're going about 40 to 45 miles an hour. So it's just a straight course. A lot of people think it's kind of you go around a circle, which it's not. It's just a straight shot, 440 yards, and we cover that in about 22 seconds.
It's crazy how fast.
Oh, my God.
So it's pretty fun. It's something I tell everybody that they need to experience at least once in their lifetime.
And
so
you're being pulled by
a
team. There's two horses, right? And is it every time there's two horses? Or?
Yep. A team consists of two horses, and usually you'll run against either one other team or two other teams. And sometimes when you get to the World Championship, there's actually four teams running at one time. So, and you've got two horses that are hooked to a chariot, and away you go. So,
do you ever get caught up in the other chariots? Is it like Ben-Hur, where you have knives and spokes on your wheels?
No, it's not like Ben-Hur. We're going a little bit faster than they were back then, so we want to keep it as safe as we can. Otherwise, we'd be in big trouble. So, yeah, we want to keep it as straight and go as fast as we can. So, the chariots, they're just normal bicycle wheels that you put on there. And you stand basically, it's like almost like a tin can that you stand in. So,
now, is it a normal setup for your reins for driving two horses? You just have two reins, or do you have four reins?
No, you've got two reins, just like a normal driving team, like you'd go out and hook up a team to feed your cows or whatever. It's just like that.
Okay, and you're actually driving quarter horses, right? So you are driving quarter horses. These are actually quarter horse races.
Yes, they are. You know, some people have tried some thoroughbreds on it, but mainly they're quarter horses. And, you know, it's gotten so competitive now that people have gone out and bought really nice horses to compete, because if you're going 22 seconds, you know, 440 yards in 22 seconds, you got to have some horsepower to do that. So people have gone out and actually bought some fake winners and things like that to try to get better and compete.
Well, now, when did I know chariot racing was big, you know, in Roman times, but when did it make a comeback in modern times?
You know, it started back in the 50s in Wyoming. Guys would go out and get dancing and having a little fun, and they'd say, hey, you know what, I'll bet you that my team of horses is faster than your team of horses. And so they'd go out in Main Street when there was snow on the ground. And back then, they had what they call cutters. So basically, it was like a wooden sleigh with a chariot on it instead of wheels. And they would race down Main Street to see whose team of horses was faster. So, and that's kind of where it got its start.
Jason, there was no alcohol involved then, was there?
I'm sure there wasn't. None at all.
Well, now, how many chariot racers are there in the world? It can't be a whole lot.
You know what? Back in the 70s, there used to be several clubs from all over the western United States. And since the economy and things, it dropped down. We had 12 clubs come to the World Championship held in Ogden, Utah in March. So, and that comes from Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah. So.
Huh. Now, as a comparison, you said you'll do a quarter mile in the in 22 seconds. When the quarter horses are with riders, when they're riding on the flat, what will they do the quarter mile in? What's a good time for them in racing?
In the 21s. So if you can get
You're not much off of that.
No, we're not much off of what the typical, you know, horse with rider would be.
Wow.
So they actually had a team that has been super good the last 3 years. They actually won 39 races in a row, which is unheard of. And they have the world record right now. They went 21-37 this year.
Wow.
So they
That's
were
flying.
Very quick. That's flying.
Does it take some time? You know, I always wondered this because I've always wanted to drive a chariot. Not quite like this, but a little slower. Does it take some time to get used to the standing up part, keeping your balance and not just tumbling off the back?
It does. You know, the biggest thing coming out of the gate, we actually have a whip holder that will stick out in front of the chariot on the tongue of the chariot that goes between the horses. And you actually, with your free hand, hold on to that with that first jump because it's such a jolt. If not, then you just tip right out the back. And then after that initial jolt, then you can let go and, you know, if you want to, you can whip your horses and drive with the other hand. So.
Now, do you have I noticed that when you guys were in the starting gates, it was bizarre. Your horses were rearing. It's just like it is with the flat racing. So the horses were really ready to go. Obviously, they liked their job. Do you use the same horses sometimes for flat racing as you would in the chariots for driving?
Yes, you do. Most of the horses that are running on the chariots have run on the flat track and had pretty successful careers there. And then once they get older and can't quite compete like they did when they were younger, then people buy them and start hooking them to the chariot and running them on the chariot. Kind of a second career for the horses. So.
And what will you do after you retire these horses? Did they just become trail horses at that point?
Well, that was a good question for my brother. He loves his horses. my brother will keep his horses at his place in the pasture and, you know, and ride them and just enjoy them after they're done.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That is nice to know. We always worry about on this show the retired thoroughbreds. And, you know, one of the things that we have not talked a lot about because we're East Coast and they're hard to come by is quarter horse racing. You know, we have quarter horse racing for like 2 days a year here in Lexington, Kentucky at the Red Mile Track. And we saw it for the first time in my life. I saw it last year. With our friends Rick and Michelle from Louisiana, and it was a blast to watch, although it's over very quickly.
It is. And, you know, it's the same with that in chariot racing. It's all about the gait. It's hard when you're running in a flat track to get a horse to stand there and leave good, but the tricky part with the chariot is you've got two horses that you need to have standing there at the time and leave together. And that's what's so fun about chariot racing is trying to find two horses that team up and make a great team. Because you can have the fastest horses there are, but if they don't leave the gate together and run together, then you're not going to be very fast in the chariot. So that's the fun part about chariot racing is just trying to find two horses that team up and make a good team.
And I got to imagine that you guys are asked to do demonstrations at rodeos and shows and stuff too at times, I would think, because it's so unique.
You know what? We haven't. There's not a whole lot of people that know about this sport, and that's why I was glad that you called, because people just don't know about it and know that it happens. And when they do hear about chariot racing, they think about Ben-Hur, and it's nothing like the Ben-Hur time. So,
It's a good thing people were dying left and right during that movie, so that's probably a good thing. Now, so, do they ever have celebrity chariot racing that I could come out and drive?
You know what? You're welcome to come drive. You can come out, and we'll show you how to do it. And we actually had a newsman come out from New York and just let him drive them out here in the field, and they actually got on a little bit of a trot and into a gallop, and he was shaking. So. You're welcome to come out. We'll show you how to do it.
I've gone pretty fast in a cart before because I owned a Hackney Pony, and the Hackney Pony can take you down the road. But I've never done a chariot, that's for sure.
We actually race ponies, too, on the chariot. My nephew, that's how he started to learn how to drive the little miniatures. And I'll tell you what, those little things, they can run. They are... It's actually harder to drive a mini team when they're running than it is a big team, in my opinion. So
now, do you ever do Ford hands with these? Do you ever hook up four just for the fun of it?
No, we never do. Our chariots aren't built for that because you've got what they call the tongue. It's the metal bar that runs between the two horses, and that's how our chariots are built. It's just for the two.
Okay. So. Well, this is fun. I think it's... It's terrific. Jennifer just posted on our Facebook page a link to the video that we talked about. And everybody, you just have to go watch this video. It's absolutely crazy. And, of course, your website is intermountainhorseracing.com, right?
It is. Yep. And there's a video on that as well that you can get to. And we post all the results from all year long there, and so you can kind of keep up.
And where are you located?
We are in Utah, the northern part of Utah.
Road trip.
The other chariot racing is we do it in the winter. So if there's snow on the ground, we run in the snow, muddy tracks. That's just what we do. So it's a lot of fun.
Crazy.
I think this is great. Well, thank you very much, Jason. I'm excited. I'm excited to give it a try. I want to come out there. If I ever get out that way, I'm calling you, and I'm going to come over, and I'll be able to cross that off my bucket list then, driving a chariot.
Oh, you need to, for sure.
Can I bring a spear and a shield, too? And
yeah. If you can hold on to that as fast as we're going, you bet you can.
Glenn, just keep your shirt on, please. Do not go shirtless on the chariot.
Thanks, Jason. You have a good holiday weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye. Wow, doesn't that sound like something you'd want to try?
I could see you, like, spray tanning yourself and taking your shirt off and hopping up there on the chariot, you know, and whipping the horses and yeah. However, I did think it was funny that you were like, do you ever let celebrities drive the chariots? Yeah, if you could find a celebrity, that would be great. Good luck with that. I don't know any celebrities, so.
In my mind, you're a celebrity, Jamie, for what that's worth.
Yeah, right. In your mind, you're a celebrity, so that worries me.
Hey, why don't you talk about Pocket Stable, and then we will get to playing our daily song, and then it's time for Really Bad Ads.
Oh, yay, Really Bad Ads. I love it. All right, Pocket Stable, Pocket Stable, Pocket Stable. You people, if you're a horse person, you don't have this $3.99 app yet, what are you doing? This is an app that goes on your iPhone. It's called Pocket Stable, and it keeps all of your vet information and your farrier information and your deworming and weight tracking and reminders of important events for your horses. It keeps it all in one place. Pocket Stable is the only iPhone app that's been created for horse owners who want to stay organized like that. So, you know, definitely download it. I use it all the time. I'm like, when did my horse get shot? Boom, it pops up and it tells me the date. You just have to plug in the information and it keeps it forever. So find Pocket Stable in your app store or on your iPhone, or visit them at pocketstable.com, and we do appreciate them going ahead and being a sponsor of our show and sponsoring our daily song, Glenn.
And the daily song today is by Trish Lynn. I felt like we needed to rock it out a little bit today, so this song is called This Cowboy's Mine.
start with me. My baby knows just how to play. Grabs Russell wild and it don't hold back. Ooh, when he looks at me, my heart beats real fast.
Cowboy's Mind by Trish Lynn. You can find all of her music at trishlynn.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek with Jamie Jennings, and Jennifer H. is on the board today. And this show is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Hey, I just got a message a little bit ago from Dr. Wendy Ying, who called in the show earlier today, and she said, I am so addicted to this morning show. I also bought the Stable app, and I love it. So she loves her Pocket Stable app, too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's so awesome. It's so worth it. It's so helpful, and I use it all the time, all the time.
And Abby Good just posted, too. Waiting for bad ads time. Please post when you're announcing the winner, because I'm in a class, and I can't listen to the whole thing right now. Sounds like she's going to walk out of her. I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Thanks, Abby.
That's awesome.
We appreciate you listening. That's funny. All right. We are back, and it is that time of the week.
Pay attention.
You start getting started a little early there, Glenn. We don't start this till 10 o'clock, and what if listeners tune in at 10 o'clock?
All right. Well, kill time to 10 o'clock then. Jeez. picky.
The guy always starts at 10. We say 10 o'clock. It needs to be at 10 o'clock.
But I
so
like really bad ads. I like it. I like it. I was just rushing it because I like it. But you're right. There's probably people just waiting to start at 10 o'clock.
I know. You jumped the gun a little bit. I got to give you a couple of news stories because there's a couple of news stories out there that are interesting. And I'll start with the stories about Shackleford. I found two news stories about Shackleford, of course, the winner of the Preakness and my husband's favorite horse in the whole wide world because that was who he picked for the Derby and the Preakness by luck. He is expected to ship. Check this out. Shackleford is expected to ship to New York for the in the next couple of days and to start working out over the Belmont track. But they still haven't decided if he's going to run in the Belmont Stakes. I would assume that if you're shipping your entire training facility all the way up to Belmont, New York, you're probably going to run the horse in it. Am I wrong here? Why wouldn't they run the horse?
Well, at least there's probably a really good chance you're going to run the horse in it.
Yeah, I just love the fact they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go up there, but we might not run. We might not run. We're just going to move all of our horses and all our belongings and everything on up to Belmont, but we may not be in the Derby, in the Belmont Stakes. So, and then the other story about Shackleford is people are having so much fun playing with horses' names as far as sponsorships. Obviously, Mucho Macho Man is now sponsored by 3M, which is a fantastic – you can totally understand why 3M, Mucho Macho Man. However – this is a bit of a stretch. Shackleford now has a sponsor, the popular Shake Shack. And what they do is it's a promotion conceived by the company, the Shake Shack. And what they do is they give away 750 cups of custard when he wins a race. What?
Where is this at?
The Shake Shack is a popular restaurant chain that has locations in New York, Miami, the District of Columbia. So, Mullen, the guy who's in charge of it, says that free custard will be again on the menu at Shake Shack locations should Shackleford win the June 11th Belmont Stakes, except for Citi Field. You cannot get free custard at the baseball field.
not giving anything away at the baseball field.
No, the Shake Shack custard is $19 there. So
that's right. Hey, I'm going to give myself this. Because you just mentioned baseball, and that made me think of this. As if baseball isn't boring enough, and isn't the longest freaking game in all of sports, the Phillies played 19 innings the other night? Shoot me.
Glenn, I would like you to know that I stayed for 23 innings of the Braves versus Mets in Atlanta. It ended at 2 in the morning, and I had to be on the radio at 5 o'clock. So it was totally worth it. You just get more baseball for your money, Glenn. It's awesome when they do that.
How drunk were you when you left at 2 o'clock?
You know, unfortunately, they stopped serving beer in the freaking seventh inning. So we were stone cold sober. That was the worst part of it.
You would have to feed me a lot of beer to get me to stay at a baseball game for 23 innings.
Oh, you know, it's awesome. They were, I love it when they go in the extra innings.
They were running. Apparently, they ran out of pitchers. Like at about the 15th inning, they brought the shortstop in, or the second baseman, I forget which. They brought one of those guys from the infield in to pitch, and he ended up pitching the winning inning then. He got three strikeouts in a row. He'd never pitched before in his life.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cool. I'm going to have to go check. Look at you watching SportsCenter, sports guy. Fantastic. Fantastic.
I just heard it. I heard it on the news because it was 19 innings. And it just gave me the shivers thinking about how damn boring that would be.
Watch your mouth. You are well, here, I found a story for you, Glenn. You'll love this one. Are you a McDonald's kind of guy? Do you ever go to McDonald's?
I like McDonald's breakfast, and I absolutely love, I love their iced tea. It's a dollar, you get a freaking gallon of it, and it's good iced tea.
And then you go into some sort of blood sugar seizure after that. God.
Pretty much.
Yeah. pretty much anything from, in my opinion, anything at McDonald's will kill you. So I stay away. But the McDonald's horse people should completely unite against McDonald's because they, a woman, 42-year-old Debbie Murden, was driving her Welsh Cob Stallion called Dago, and she got a little bit hungry. So what does she do? She drives right up to the drive-thru window and places an order, and then comes around the window, and when they saw that she was driving a horse, they refused to serve her. She completely was refused. She says that it was so surprising. They stop off at pubs. They go to drive-thrus all the time. I guess they drive everywhere. And they refused to serve her at McDonald's. She said there's no signs at the restaurant stating customers in horse-drawn carriages cannot use the drive-thru service. I'd love to see a sign like that. No horses and carriages allowed through the drive-thru. And the McDonald's spokesperson says, Here's their quote. We are sorry to have disappointed Miss Debbie Murden for any confusion caused. The health and safety of our customers is top priority, and for this reason, we are unable to serve customers in horse-drawn carriages. We
all right, wait a minute. She wasn't driving into the building. She was driving through the drive-through.
And what, like, if a horse stands outside your building, it's going to, like, get every customer sick, and it's going to completely destroy all the food in your restaurant? It says that we will ensure this policy is reiterated to our employees so any inconsistency is avoided. So, yeah, they're saying, by the way, this was on horseandcountry.tv. They're saying that we're going to make sure that we send this out to every McDonald's restaurant so nobody in a carriage ever will be able to buy any food. So what did she do, by the way? She went across the street to another fast food restaurant and ordered food there and was served. So McDonald's,
do we know which one that was allowed? Which one served her?
I don't want to plug that one. I don't like that restaurant either. It's terrible. I didn't want to give them a plug. It's pretty much any of them but McDonald's.
Is this your vegetarianism speaking out?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's my crunchy, loving animal self that will refuse. I will refuse to say the name of this restaurant which promotes cruelty. So, anyway, I have issues. I have issues. I refuse to confirm or deny that statement because I hope that they will not sue me. So, I'm staying out of it. Well, guess what? We are 2 minutes late, Glenn. We are 2 minutes late.
Pay attention. Oh, say, pay attention.
Can we do it now? Can we start?
Yes. You can start
right,
now,
really
but hold on.
All right. Every week.
Hold on. I'm in. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I was typing to Jennifer.
Every week at this time, we do some really bad ads that our listeners submit from Craigslist ads or ads you find online, wherever it is, as long as it's a really bad ad that involves the horse world. It doesn't have to be absolutely selling horses. It can be hay. It can be other animals. Just, you know, it's poorly written. It has bad grammar. They just don't get the point across very well. They should have paid attention in school. Whatever it is, and this week's winner is going to receive a signed Horse Radio Network hat, the coveted signed Horse Radio Network hat, signed by the three of us here at the Horse Radio Network. And today's really first bad ad is brought to you by Poison Lady. I don't think she gave her name. Poison Lady is her email address. So, Poison Lady submitted this. It says, started barrel horse, $2,500 in Autryville, North Carolina. Everything looks good so far. I have a bay mare I recently started barrels on and don't seem to have time for her. That's sad. It's an amazing horse all around. I got her, blah, 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 blah. And then she goes on to say, she's 15 hands, 5 years of age. The mare has no bad habits, and is an easy keeper, very athletic. She is currently bred to help fill her out.
Oh, my God.
I have never seen anybody breed a horse to help fill her out. You know, food will do that. Grain, a little hay, some grass will help fill a horse out. You really don't need to breed them to help fill them out.
Well, and what's funny is the rest of this is funny, too, because they say she's currently bred to help fill her out. Keep in mind, she doesn't have any time for this horse, and she's currently bred her because...
She wants the fall.
She says, I've currently bred her to help fill her out, and I want a baby off of her. Well, if you don't have time for an adult horse, what makes you think you're going to have time to train a baby? She's only a month pregnant. But with her needing to be finished on barrels, that won't be a problem. She's not ready to run yet. So being pregnant isn't a problem. Again, it's a great mare you don't have time for, so let's breed her and have a baby because we'll have more time then. What are you talking about, you crazy?
she isn't ready to run yet either, I thought was interesting. She's 5 years of age. If she isn't ready to run yet, she'll never be ready to run.
Yeah, and so breed her. That's a great idea. This next one is fantastic. It's short and sweet, and they get right to the point of what they want. For sale, 14-year-old quarter horse. Okay, then it goes down. Cobra. Is a dead broke kid's horse. Cobra is a dead broke kid's horse. Would sell or consider a trade for a more dead broke kid's horse. Cobra is a dead broke kid's horse, but we would trade him for a more dead broke kid's horse because apparently Cobra is really not living up to his expectations. Oh my God, poor Cobra.
Here, this one is about kids, too, submitted by Abby Good, who's now in class or just run out of class to listen to this. It's also about a kid's horse. Kid broke horse. We are looking for a kid broke. No, let me read it exactly like it's written. We are looking for a kid broken horse. Would be willing to trade hogs, hay, or silver jewelry. That's from the neighbor's house. They just robbed the neighbor's house, and that's where the silver jewelry came from. But hogs, hay, or silver jewelry for a kid broken horse.
That is fun. It's like somebody was online, because I like this one. I was hoping it would win, but I don't choose these things. Here's somebody online like, let's go on to Craigslist, and let's start looking around here. Let's just, you know, for fun, see what's going on. Man, I would really like to have some hogs or jewelry. I really want some hogs or jewelry. And we just happen to have a darn horse outside that the kids just love.
Kid broke.
You know, and then...
But the kids broke it.
And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, this ad is for me. They're looking for a kid's broken horse. And I have one of those, and I've been dying to get hogs and jewelry. So I'm going to call that guy. What are you talking about? Good luck finding somebody.
Probably tried to pawn the hogs and the jewelry at the pawn shop, and they wouldn't take the hogs. So.
No. Or silver jewelry, because it's probably not really silver. So good luck with that. I hope you find somebody to trade you a kid broke horse for hogs. This next one is from Marianne. 6-year-old buckskin, about 16.5. Okay.
There we go again.
16.5 would actually... I see this all the time. Who thinks a horse could be 17.1 and 16.5? People study hands. 16.5 is not 16.5, okay? 6-year-old buckskin, about 16.5 hands tall, great horse, has just been started being ridden and taken on about 5 trail rides. Let me get to this next part. It's 6 years old. It's just started being ridden, and it's been taken on about 5 trail rides, which lasted about 5 hours each. Needs experienced rider, $1,200 for best offer. What? What kind of training program are you running when you have ridden the horse 5 times and each 5 times has been a 5-hour trail ride? What is wrong with you? I'm shocked that the horse still needs an experienced rider after being ridden for 25 hours on trails. Jeez.
I got to imagine, you know what else this horse has a problem with. That's being caught in the field. He wants no part of it because every time he's taken out, he has to go out for 5 hours.
That's so funny. Yeah, we can't catch him, but if you can catch him, you can have him for $1,200. The next one came from Cassandra Hendricks. So, Cassandra, thank you for sending this in. Trail horse for sailor trade, $700. It's a quarter horse POA cross, 14.3 to 15 hands. Doesn't know how tall the horse is, but can guarantee that it's 1,100 pounds. Six-year-old mare, riding status, she rides broke to ride, backs, walks, trots, canters, gallops, jumps, trims, not spooky, ties, lows, crosses over water, swims, and safe by traffic. I would say intermediate rider would be best. Bad habits. She is likes her food and will show that to other horses, not humans. She likes to bob her head while riding, and she kind of has a bratty attitude.
Okay, so if she's around food, she's going to attack everything in sight. she's going to smack you in the face with her head when you're riding, and she has a bratty attitude. Well, that sounds
and
terrific.
The whole bobbing the head while riding in a bratty attitude is either really poor training or really bad dental habits. Please have your veterinarian come out and look at your horse's mouth, but you probably won't because you're only asking $700 for the horse. They also say she's a very easy keeper. We feed her 3 to 4 flakes in the morning and 3 to 4 at night. That's a lot of hay.
That's a whole bale of hay.
She requires no grain. I wonder why. Her coat is always very shiny, and her mane and tail are very thick and full. We have a wire fence that she stays in with no problem. She's probably worried about cutting her foot off. Asking $700 or trade for another horse, let me know what you have. Well, here, I'm going to tell you that somebody else would like to trade, and they will give you silver jewelry and hogs if you will give them your horse. Oh, God. What is wrong with people?
Rick set us this up. My buddy, my friend, fellow horse husband, Rick Conley, sent this in. And all he sent in was the title because that's all you really need. He says, I got this email this morning. While the text of the ad is pretty well written, I found the subject line to be a hoot. And here it is. Rocky Mountains, free to good approved home. Let me repeat that. Rocky Mountains, free to good approved home. Now, you need a lot of space. You need a lot of space to put these
come
in your backyard. Come and get them. And you have to haul yourself if you can load them. Rocky Mountains, free to good approved home.
I guess Rick was not familiar with the breed, but that is funny. This is the way. Rocky Mountains, free. I'm giving them away. Well, you know what? I'm going to give them away, too.
We also have a bridge for you in New York that we can sell you next.
And I've got some oceanfront property here in Arizona. Thank you, George Strait. the next ad, quarter horse / Spanish Mustang Philly. Okay. Sunny is my favorite foal. She was born May 4th, 2010. So she's really not a foal. She's a yearling. I have the sire of her. Dam is a stocky quarter horse pink mare. Sunny has the best personality you could ever want in a foal. She's easygoing, very smart, and loves people. Sunny is as broke as she can be for her age. I don't even know what that means. She's a year old for crying out loud. I am... This is the best part. But I am not in a hurry to let her go. As far as I'm concerned, she is staying with me forever. We'll sell for $800 / reduced to $650.
She's not in a hurry.
I am not in a hurry to let her go. She is going to stay with me forever. I'll sell it for $800. I'll take $650.
No hurry. Next week, you know what it's going to say next week? It's going to say $450 next week. Reduced to $450, but I'm still not in a hurry.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I got to tell you, that would have been the winner if I had to found it myself. That's great.
Next
I don't know.
One, Jamie, I taught sales for 10 years. I would do classes on sales. I would teach salesmen how to sell. It was in the financial world. And there's one thing you learn in sales, and that's you don't talk past the close. You know, once you got them convinced, you don't keep talking because you're just going to talk right out of it. Well, this one talked right past the close and the second part of the first sentence. And this is, yeah, I don't even need, the ad itself is fairly well written. I'll give them credit for that. There's nothing wrong with the ad itself. It looks fairly normal, and it's fairly convincing. The problem is if it's the title. It says Peruvian Paso Mayor, $5,000. And this was submitted by Biz Stam. And this is the title. Price is for sale as a show horse. If sold as a trail horse, I am willing to talk about lowering the price. We'll just let that in for a minute.
No, I want to pay you more. I want to pay you more. I want to show her. That's like when I bought a horse from an auction in Lexington, and they said, it was a mare, and they said, hey, are you going to breed her? And I said, why, you know, as I'm checking on and paying for her. And they said, well, it's going to cost you more money if you're going to breed her. And we had to charge tax. So I was like, nope, not breeding her.
We're not breeding her.
I
love Pasofinos on my trail ride. I'm trail riding this horse is all over the place. I'm going to trail this, ride this horse right into the ring of the show.
Hold on. Glenn, I think you need to hang up and call back. There's some crazy, wicked feedback on your line. I just couldn't even hear what you said. So call back. I'll read the next one because this is one of my favorite ones. And again, this was, you know what, I found this one too because this was on the same website as the one that is going to stay with her forever, and she's not in a hurry to let her go, but she did reduce the price. I found this on actually said their website. So here it is. Trigger is my Spanish Mustang stallion. Beautiful bay with black points, 12'2 to 12'3 hands tall. He is green broke and has been in training with my friend for several months. She's got him to be a quiet pony now, but he never will be that perfect pony unless he is gelded. He will be a great addition to your breeding program. I thought you just said we should geld him. I have one of his fillies. She is a pure joy, can't get any better. Trigger is flashy and refined. He's a perfect show pony, cart horse, or kids horse if he is gelded. His mind is too far in the gutter to be a nice riding horse, though he will make a great stud horse for you. Riding may be difficult. Okay, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to geld the horse? Do you want us to keep the horse a stallion? You say he's never going to be good until you geld him, but he is a great breeding stallion. And by the way, he's 12'2", 12'3". Now, how much for Trigger, this Spanish Mustang stallion, beautiful bay that is a perfect show pony if he's gelded? She says, in a better economy, I would be asking more. Then all capital letters, needs to go. May just trade for 3 bales of good alfalfa or 2 horse panels.
3 bales of alfalfa will get you a stud pony.
What on earth, a Spanish Mustang stallion named Trigger that apparently is absolutely crazy. His mind is in the gutter. You're going to have to castrate him or he's going to kill you. But he's very special. He is very special, and someday he's going to make that perfect pony. I will trade him for 3 bales of alfalfa, or not one, but 2 horse panels. Do you know what a horse panel is?
It's like
a round pin panel.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's like a gate, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently they're in need of 2 more. They'll give you the horse. Good God. Poor little Trigger. Good luck, Trigger. And good luck to the other Sunny, her favorite foal. Same website, idiot. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Nicole sent this. Do I sound better, by the way? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Nicole Laney Harrison sent this in from, I believe, Colorado. And she says, it's a horse, blue roam horse. It says, Q horse, blue roam horse. Isn't it supposed to be Roan, R-O-A-N?
Yeah, you know when you see that ad title before you click on the ad, you know you got a good one.
Yeah. I have a horse about 7 years old. He's big and strong. It very well trained. Anyone could write. Don't need to be an expert to ride. This horse is with bill of sale only. Pick later or call and email text fix. I have a horse about 7 years old. His big and strong. It very well trained. Anyone could write. Don't need to be an expert to ride.
You gave her too much credit for punctuation there. None of that has punctuation at all. So it's actually all lunges, all run on sevens. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, bless her heart. Thanks, Nicole, for sending that in from Nicole from Colorado. The winner is Biz Stam sending in her second one. You know, again, it's clueless but honest. and I would like to, I'm going to send this woman a couple phone numbers afterwards of people who can help her. she's got a registered Arabian mare, $1,000. Approximately 12-year-old Arab mare. She is registered, but the papers are upstairs.
I love that.
Don't get them. Jeez. Approximately 12-year-old Arab mare. She is registered, but the papers are upstairs. She does great out on the trail. Very strong, smart horse. Could excel in dressage, I believe, but I'm not a dressage person. Her only downfall is I have a tough time finding a saddle that fits her nice. She does great with English or endurance and smaller westerns, but my butt is too big for smaller saddles. Honesty is awesome. When the saddle is not fitting right, it pushes the girth up.
Did she put a picture of her butt, by the way? Was there a picture of her butt? Did I miss that?
I don't know, but thank God they did not send us that picture. So we will just go ahead and... Yeah, no. Glenn, you mentioned the PJs again. We're going to have a fight. When the saddle is not fitting right, it pushes the girth up and rubs her raw behind her front legs. When this happens, she will first let you know with grunts, then she will run forward almost in a bolt manner, but she has never kept on running. So she bolts, but doesn't bolt very far. She's current on shots and worming. Teeth floated last year. Any questions, feel free to call. I'm going to call. How about you get a saddle fitter out there for your horse? Good God. If you... What? I don't understand. Arabs have longer backs than most horses, so you've got an extra vertebrae. So her only downfall is that you can't find a saddle that fits her, and she bolts and grunts and bleeds. You probably should contact a saddle fitter. But whatever, go ahead and sell her. Thank you, Big
Sam.
Well, you are the winner.
I'm going to be totally politically incorrect here. Her butt's way too big, so could it be that she's too big for the horse? Maybe.
Yeah, you make a good point. I, as a woman, could not bring that up because they'd take away my woman card. However, I think you're absolutely correct in that statement.
I'm just saying, you know, that might be part of the issue. And she
Lord.
Couldn't even get up to go get the papers when she was writing the ad.
That's great. Yeah, you're right. So they're all the way upstairs, and I just... can't get them
because
I'm so exhausted.
sorry.
Awesome. Well, listen, everybody.
Hey, don't send me emails. This is all Biz's fault. Send him emails. He sent the ad.
Yeah. We appreciate
damn
that.
Damn well, Biz was thinking the same thing I was.
Okay, enough making fun of the woman with the big butt who can't ride her horse or go upstairs and get the papers. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your really bad ads. We really appreciate it. And Glenn, why don't you tell everybody one more time about what we're doing and maybe give out the website, by the way, before the show ends.
What are we doing?
You know what I'm talking about? The Equestrians Get Back, that thing.
Oh, sorry.
No, that whole big project you're working on that you said you're going to be working on all weekend long because it's so much work. Go ahead.
Yeah. we at the Horse Radio Network have gotten together with a bunch of our media friends, and we are going to be putting on a fundraiser here coming up in a week from Monday that we are calling Horse World Gives Back. not quite ready to give out the website yet. It's not quite ready yet, but we will be doing more, announcing this more on Tuesday. We'll be asking for your help to get the word out on your Facebook pages, your Twitter accounts, tell all your friends, email. We really want to show, we really want to show the outside world how generous horse people are. You know, we are one of the most generous people out there. We help each other. And what we decided that we wanted to do was we're going to be helping the people affected by the storm, the storms and tornadoes and floods, and also the horses affected. So we're going to be encouraging people to give half the money to the Red Cross, who is in dire need of help right now because of all the disasters they've had to deal with. And hurricane season hasn't even started yet. That's starting this week. So, they're, you know, they got more coming here. The tornadoes, fortunately, have quit for this week, but the devastation and the lives lost has been incredible. And we just got to thinking that we have to show the rest of the world what the horse world can do. So we're doing a radiothon called Horse World Gives Back, and we're also promoting a retail day where retailers that are participating will give 5% of their sales on that day back to the charities as well. So that's a sort of a two-part thing, and a week from Monday, from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, will be the Radiothon. Our avid listeners of our show will want to listen to that. We'll have all of the Horse Radio Network hosts will be involved. We'll have the Red Cross involved. We're going to have the horse charity involved. And we're also going to try and get a hold and speak to some of the people who have been directly affected by this, who have lost their homes, their barns, lost horses. And, we'll, of course, we'll have all of our friends in the horse world, the top celebrities of the horse world, more than Jamie and I, like their top riders and clinicians and things, I'm sure will be calling in to participate, too, as well as a lot of our sponsors have said that they are – they're going to donate and be part of this as well. We just, you know, we are a generous people. Horse people take care of each other, and it's time to really step up and for us to help people who are not horse people as well as people who are. We feel very strongly that, you know, that's why we're saying, that's why the title is Horse World Gives Back. We're giving back to the rest of the world, you know, because people without horses hire us for our jobs, and, you know, it's time to give back a little to people in our country who are now so affected by this.
I agree. I think it's awesome what we're going to undertake here, and we do thank everybody for helping and you know, being a part of it. So we do appreciate it, and we'll give you guys the website and tell you guys how you can all get involved. Contact your local tack shops and see if they can get involved as well. So we do appreciate it. Now, let me see here. Let me find this. I just want to let the people know I got a couple of emails trying to find out how my poor little puppies, after getting spayed and neutered, turned out yesterday.
Oh, that's right. They got neutered.
Yes. Boomer got neutered and Zenyatta got spayed yesterday. And I think it was more traumatic for me than either one of them. I was so excited that Boomer was going to get neutered, and I didn't realize how awful it was going to be when I brought him home. It was so sad. Glenn, he would, like, run two steps and then sit down, and then run two steps and then sit down, and then run two steps and sit down. Like, he's like, wait, something's missing. I don't get it. It was the saddest thing ever. I would like you to know that our puppies who sleep in crates, my husband and I felt so bad that they slept in the bed with us last night. So I want you to post those pictures on Facebook for me. I emailed them to you because you're better at doing that kind of technology than me. But put them online right now, and you'll see my two poor little puppies laying in bed with us last night after their very traumatic surgeries. Zenyatta is currently still laying on the pillow next to me, and Boomer is barely able to look around. He's doing better now. He's fighting through it. However, he needs to quit licking himself. He's very confused.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
But they made it through. They made it through. There will be no baby boomers and no baby Zenyattas, which is good news. And the really good news, and the problem that I was really having, was there will be no Boomer Zenyatta babies because Boomer figured out what his parts were for, and his target was his sister. So that is
being
gross, and yes, there will be none of that, thank God.
no incest in your house.
No, absolutely not. And then, of course, if they did that, you would lose respect for them. And then, you know, if they're family members and you got to love your family, but not really, I would be mad. So they're on the road to recovery. They've got to get their little pain medications in a minute. And they're doing good, though. They came out of it alive. That's all I cared about.
All right, terrific. I'm glad they're okay, and by Monday, he'll be terrorizing the house all over again. And speaking of Monday,
oh, yeah.
We need to let you know that we will not be here live, but we will have a recorded show for you on Monday. We spent an hour with the hosts, Alan and Tammy, over on the Western Radio Show. We turned the tables on them. We came in and hosted their show and put them through the ringer, and you'll get to hear that here on our show on Monday. So we wish everybody a terrific weekend. Have a great holiday. Be safe, everybody. And we'll be talking to you more about the Horse World Gives Back campaign on Tuesday when you get back. Please tune in Tuesday morning. And you just have a great weekend. Enjoy camping in 43 degrees, snowy, frigid, windy, cold woods with the bears. I can't wait to hear about it.
Are you done? I would like
yeah.
to say goodbye to everybody and happy anniversary to my dear sweet husband of 1 year. 1 year anniversary on Sunday. Yeehaw!
Happy anniversary, guys. You guys have a great time, all right?
Thanks. We will.